I'm Madeline Rogers with the Science Communication Program at UC Santa Cruz. I'm walking through the middle of a forest on the UC Santa Cruz campus. Although this patch of forest looks like any other coastal California forest, it's not. This chunk of forest, about 15 acres across, has been turned into an ecological laboratory. I see a few clues. Small yellow flags wave from the forest floor around me, marking the coordinates of an invisible grid. When I look closely, I can see an aluminum ID tag hanging from every tree and bush. Each tag is stamped with a number. Every large woody plant in this section of forest has been identified, measured, and mapped. Gregory Gilbert, an ecologist at UC Santa Cruz, established this mapped plot in 2006. Beth Howard, currently the steward of the Natural Reserve at UC Santa Cruz, managed the mapping project. She led teams of graduate students, undergraduates, and technicians who did the actual mapping.
A mapped forest plot allows you to collect specific and rigorous data over time on individual trees, on individual species of plants, on multiple plant interactions, on different dynamics that are happening in the forest.
Gilbert has worked in mapped plots in the tropics for years. There, mapped plots have revolutionized the study of ecology, in effect by turning whole forests into living laboratories.
There are many examples of mapped forest plots in the tropics, but there are not lots of examples of mapped forest plot here in temperate regions. So hopefully the mapped forest plot at UCSC will allow us to test some ecological theories about forest dynamics here in the temperate zone. We expect to learn about the ways in which diseases shape forests, and if the work that Professor Gilbert has done in the tropics is any indication, we may expect to find that diseases actually play a much larger role in shaping the forest we see around us than we might expect.
Gilbert is using the mapped plot at UC Santa Cruz to investigate the interactions between plants and fungi. He wants to know how broad a range of plants a particular fungus can attack. The answer may help to protect California forests from invasive diseases. Before he could gather this data, the team spent nearly a year mapping the plot. They set up a detailed grid and then recorded the location of every tree and shrub on the plot.
It sounds quite daunting when you realize that we mapped over 9,000 trees and shrubs on this plot. But we certainly approached it piece by piece, and we broke the plot down into manageable, and by that I mean 10 meter by 10 meter, you can see from one end to the other, squares. Working systematically through the plot in a clockwise direction and putting a flag next to any tree or shrub that we saw, and then returning again in a clockwise direction and recording the data about that plant, so how wide the tree was, where the tree was on the plot, who the tree was. It's not just enough to know there's a plant there, you actually have to know what plant it is. So each tree, rather than getting a name, it gets a unique numerical identification number. And then every time we record data on that tree, we record it according to that numerical identification number, and then we can see over time what happens. Did that tree grow? Did that tree become diseased? Did it actually shrink over time? Did it get sick? Did it die? So we can follow the fates of individuals over time by giving them a unique tag number.
Over the next decades, Gilbert's mapped plot will continue to provide valuable data about how diseases spread, how plants respond to climate change, and how forests mature. Map plots enable ecologists to see how plants thrive or die in their natural environment. By turning a whole forest into a laboratory, ecologists are discovering new things about how ecosystems work. For Science Notes, I'm Madeline Rogers.